Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
At 6.06, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Monday. It is October. I don't know if it feels like it or not. Dr. Bill will update our forecast in just a second. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, a perfect start to our Monday morning so far. Accident-free conditions continue from Daphne, Spanish Fort, and across the Bayway and the Causeway. So far, no delays downtown Mobile. As you're traveling northbound 65 from Pritchard to Saraland, no delays. Join the 35th annual Mobile International Festival. They present celebrations from around the world Saturday, November 17th at the Mobile Fairgrounds. Taste exotic cuisine, enjoy entertainment, and shop for special treasures. Get details at mobileinternationalfestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered thunderstorms with temperatures around 90 degrees. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with just isolated thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
My caretaker was very rough with me, but I thought they did it because I wasn't moving fast enough.
My son was supposed to help take care of me, but he was never around.
Elder abuse is a crime, and together we can stop it. If you or someone you know has been abused, neglected, or exploited, call the Adult Abuse Hotline at 1-800-458-7214. That's 1-800-458-7214. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the ABA, and this station.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
All right, 610 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Glad to have you here on this Monday. I'll be checking in with Dr. Bill here shortly for an update in our forecast and an update from the world of, I guess, international but North American politics. It's, by any other name, you would call it NAFTA, but it's something else now. As the president rolled out, this was earlier last week. This was, I think, Thursday or Friday when President Trump said
USMC, which would be U.S., Mexico, Canada, but it'll probably or possibly be just USM. It'll be United States and Mexico.
Yes or no?
Canada will come along. Now, if Canada doesn't make a deal with us, we're going to make a much better deal. We're going to tax the cars that come in. We will put billions and billions of dollars into our treasury. And frankly, we'll be very happy.
All right, so that was the president at the end of last week, and then on the last minute, the last day, they struck a deal. Here's Paula Newton from Westwood One.
Canada came away with a lot as well, though. Completely intact, word for word, from the old agreement is something called Chapter 19. What does that mean? It means that Canada can go to an independent referee when it has a dispute, a trading dispute with the United States, and does not have to subject itself to any kind of U.S. ruling. That remains intact from the old deal. All in all, it is not a whole change of the agreement that was already on the table, but enough, administration officials say, for Donald Trump to claim that he's basically had another victory on yet another campaign promise.
All right, update here from Sierra Crawford as well.
After weeks of intense work, the two countries settled on a framework to update the North American Free Trade Agreement that includes, according to Reuters, giving U.S. farmers more access to Canada's dairy market and shielding Canada from possible U.S. auto tariffs. America's second largest trading partner was excluded when the U.S. and Mexico reached a preliminary deal in August to revamp NAFTA, and the Trump administration had given Canada until midnight Sunday to sign on or face exclusion from the pact. In the past, President Trump has railed against the trade deal, blaming it for the loss of American manufacturing jobs.
We have the worst trade deals ever made in history.
Sierra Crawford, Washington.
All right, so it depends on, we'll get into the nitty-gritty in the 8 o'clock hour on the midday show today. What was won, what was conceded in this, but was it a win for President Trump? 612 FM Talk 106.5. On the way, we'll check in with News 5 and a look at sports.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price. Meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A traffic alert for drivers in Midtown Mobile. A drainage project begins this morning on Florida Street from Dolphin to Old Shell Road. The initial phase will require Dolphin Street to be reduced to one lane each direction around Florida Street. A convicted killer from Wilmer is going to jail for the rest of his life. Matthew Moberg was sentenced to life without parole for killing a teenager. In May 2017, the body of 16-year-old Brian Jesse Parker was found in a wooded area off Highway 63 in Greene County, Mississippi. A week prior to the discovery, Moberg was seen with Parker inside a Dollar General store in Loosedale. A Fairhope man is charged with sexual assault of a child younger than 12. 37-year-old James McCluskey is currently being held in the Baldwin County Jail. We've reached out to the Fairhope Police Department and the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office. So far, we've received no details about the arrest. McCluskey is being held without bond. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
Feinbaum, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
And two, I'd like to know, what did you say there about the, hell, I went man blank on myself.
Yeah, probably the first time that's ever happened.
Yeah, what were you talking about before that?
You see? Your stupid minds. Stupid.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, time for the FM Talk 106.5 Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's, corner of Old Shell and Florida Street, which, by the way, with the traffic work happening, or actually the road and drainage construction work going on there at Dolphin and Florida. If you have issues getting in on that side, just come in on the Old Shell side, and everything should be just fine. All right. Time to take a look at the world of sports. We start off, of course, with the world of college football. Ohio State and Notre Dame emerged from Week 5 as two of college football's biggest winners. Buckeyes went on the road to come from behind twice against Penn State, 27-26. Fighting Irish had a convincing 38-17 victory over Stanford. And as such, those two are also big winners in the latest AP Top 25. We'll get to this. Ohio State jumped Clemson to claim the number 3 spot behind Alabama and Georgia. Buckeyes also have one first-place vote. Notre Dame, meanwhile, has bumped Oklahoma to sit just outside the top 5. Like in the coaches' poll, West Virginia makes a top 10 appearance while Penn State falls just outside the top 10. Another big riser is Kentucky. I love this story. Up 4 spots to number 13 after handling South Carolina 24-10. The team with the biggest drop is Stanford, which falls 7 spots to number 14. 5 new teams, Colorado, Florida, North Carolina State, VTech, and Oklahoma State appear and or reappear in the top 25. Here's the rest of the poll in its entirety. We'll go to number 11 here, Penn State. Number 12, UCF. Number 13, there you go, Kentucky. Number 14, Stanford. Number 15, Michigan. Number 16, Wisconsin. Number 17, Miami. Number 18, Oregon. Number 19, Texas. Number 20, the Spartans of Michigan State. Number 21, Colorado. Number 22, Florida. Number 23, NC State. Number 24, VTech. And number 25, Oklahoma State. And Alabama, by the way, receiving 58 of the first place votes in the lineup for the weekend, the AP poll. Ohio State getting one and Clemson getting one. But Alabama with 58. Which, by the way, Alabama, were we playing? Was it third string or fourth string players over the weekend? Wow. At least the Alabama team shouldn't be hurt going into play here in October, that's for sure. All right, and in the world of golf, Europe wins back the Ryder Cup to extend the U.S.'s road losing streak. Payback belongs to Europe, and so does the Ryder Cup. 2 years after the Americans thought they had their Ryder Cup problems figured out, Europe reminded us yesterday why it practically has owned the shiny gold trophy for the past quarter century. Open champion Francesco Molinari was just as good on his own as he was with Tommy Fleetwood. The best year of the Italian's golfing life got even better at Le Golf National when he became the first European and only the second player since the current format began in 1979 to win all 5 of his matches. Be right, all 5. Last one set off a wild champagne-soaked celebration. Europe had already assured itself a win, 14.5 points it needed, because it was guaranteed halves in 2 matches. Molinari made it official. He was 2 up and safely on the green at the par 3 16th green when Phil Mickelson hit into the water, removed his cap, and conceded the match. And in the world of baseball, get ready. It is October, and it's playoff time. Major League Baseball with a pair of tiebreaker games today, launching the month-long chase to the World Series. Brewers going to be at the Cubs after the 2 tied for the NL Central title, and the Rockies will travel to the Dodgers to decide the NL West Championship. Win or lose, all 4 teams play on, either as division champs or NL wildcard teams. Yesterday started tense with 4 teams tied entering the day, but it was smooth sailing for all of them. Milwaukee blitzed Detroit 11-0. Cubs beat the Cardinals 10-5. Colorado destroyed Washington 12-0, and the Dodgers trounced the Giants 15-0. The other 4 divisions were wrapped up long before yesterday's final day of the regular season, with Red Sox in the East, Indians in the Central, Astros in the West claiming AL division titles, and the Braves winning the NL East. Title-winning Red Sox, Indians, Astros, and Braves will advance to postseason, along with Brewers, Cubs, Rockies, and Dodgers, plus Yankees and Athletics, the 2 American League wildcard teams. Wildcard games on Tuesday, that'd be tomorrow, losers of the Brewers, Cubs, and the Rockies, Dodgers games, and on Wednesday, Athletics at the Yankees will narrow the field to 8 teams, 4 in each league, as the chase begins in earnest for the World Series crown. The best of 7 NL Division Series will open on Thursday with pairings to be determined. AL Division Series will begin the next day with Yankees Athletics winner at the Red Sox and the Indians and Astros meeting in Houston. The League Championship Series opens October 12th in the NL and NL on October 13th in the for the American League. Then it's on to the World Series. And that starts October 23rd. And that's sports right here on FM Talk 106.5, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's, with the soon-to-be-famous Bush Burger on display for you for lunch or dinner today. Go check them out. And there's that construction issue going on there at Dolphin and Florida. So just come in on the old chill side.
You wouldn't go on a trip without knowing where you're going. Retirement is the same. That's where the Retirement Peace Roadmap Radio Show can help. Join host Don Moore for the latest on retirement, tax, and legacy planning. Sunday afternoon at 2 here on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered thunderstorms with temperatures around 90 degrees. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with just isolated thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truitt. Truitt Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truitt Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truittinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truitt Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truitt today.
Make plans now to join the Alabama Coastal Foundation for a special Cocktails for the Coast event at the Grand Hotel Golf Resort and Spa in Point Clear to honor ACF's 25th anniversary. The event is Thursday, November 8th from 4:30 to 6:30 to take advantage of the beautiful sunset. Sponsors are still being sought for this session. The Council provides positive environmental leadership to improve and protect our coastal environment. Buy your tickets now at joinacf.org.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. So far, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. Light traffic from airport, Spring Hill, Moffitt, and 65, and no delays across the Bayway at the Causeway. Tillman's Corner and Theodore, and you're also checking in accident-free at this time. Get your South Alabama football season tickets today. You know, season tickets start at only $60. Home schedule includes Alabama State plus Troy on Tuesday, October 23rd on ESPN2. Find your tickets at usajaguars.com. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 623 FM Talk 106.5. Bobiel Mornings, about 10 minutes away from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Discussion of our work week forecast and a look at the tropics, even though we've now, by the way, welcome to October. We're in October. We are still in hurricane season. Heck, it was last year. I think, was it Nate we had in October? We'll talk more about that with Dr. Bill coming up at around 635. Also, a heads up here, if you've got junk that maybe accumulated, maybe it was over the weekend, maybe it's been building up for some time. Get junk in the house you need it gone. You're trying to get organized, get ready for the holidays ahead, make room for company, even get that junk room turned into a TV watching, football watching room. Listen, whatever you want to do, if you need the junk gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. That's my buddy Trey. He and his crew doing great work in Mobile and Baldwin counties, commercial, residential properties. And when I say commercial, like if you have, I'm not going to project here, point at us, but if you have, I don't know, a dozen or so of these giant metal file cabinets, but you do everything digitally now with your company, and you're keeping, you know, a bunch of space unusable for other things in your office because you still have, listen, whether it's that like we have, or you've got an issue at the office, you need junk on, use 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You got stuff in the house? 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Stuff in the attic, stuff out in the backyard. If you got junk, you need it gone. To get a storage unit full of junk, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Real easy, too, because they will set an appointment time on a specific day. That's refreshing. You give them a call and they'll say, hey, you know, they'll find a day, they'll find a time, not a spectrum of time, not we'll be there sometime between now and this other time. Mm-mm. It's Thursday, it's 4:30 in the afternoon, whatever it is, that's when they're there. Go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or just pick up the phone and call them at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. All right, 626. Now, Alabama in on this Uber settlement. You've maybe heard some of the discussion of the Uber settlement going on with different states. Alabama's getting $2 million. From a nationwide settlement involving Uber. This, according to Attorney General Steve Marshall, says the money is the state's portion of the $148 million agreement with the ride-sharing company. All 50 states and the District of Columbia are part of the settlement, which stems from a data breach about personal information of Uber drivers in 2016. Company failed to report what happened that year. Statement from Marshall's office says Alabama didn't have a law requiring notification of data breaches at that time, but the law has since been passed to address such situations, and the settlement came under the state's Deceptive Trade Practices Act. Statement says hackers gained access to personal information about some 600,000 Uber drivers nationwide 2 years ago. Now, I've got to figure this out. I'll go back and look through the memo that came from the Attorney General's office, but why is the state, I mean, the state could be, I guess, do some punitive damage, but compensatory, shouldn't that go to the actual drivers with Uber that had their information breached? Wouldn't that be okay? Just checking that. And a sad day today, as today marks the anniversary of the shooting rampage in Las Vegas. Dozens killed, hundreds injured, and the city of Las Vegas hosting a number of events to remember the tragedy. More on this from Westwood One correspondent John Lornick.
The mood in Las Vegas has been somber, yet hopeful over the past few days.
Hard to believe it's been a year.
Survivors of the 2017 shooting at the Route 91 Harvest Music Festival have been gathering.
Standing stronger and standing together.
They are mourning those lost and trying to recover from that tragic night 1 year ago.
I need that comfort. I need that support. I need the love, which I get from here.
58 people were killed in what is the deadliest mass shooting incident committed by one person in modern U.S. history.
May the Lord look upon you with kindness.
On Sunday, an interfaith service on hope, healing, and transformation.
When I got the call last October, all I could think about is this is my city. This is our city. They need me, and I'm going in there to help.
The marquees along the legendary Las Vegas Strip are set to go dark Monday night to honor the victims.
It's very strange to miss 58 people you never met. I think about who they were, what they were, what they did. It's healing for me.
I just needed to be with people that understood what happened and what was going on.
Police say the shooter was found dead in his hotel room of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. No motive was ever confirmed. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
All right, coming right back, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with an update on our work week forecast and a look at the tropics right here on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A new law set to take effect in Alabama will require training for volunteer coaches who work with children 14 and younger. The training covers concussions, head trauma, and heat-related injuries.
As a parent, it just reinforces that our coach has some minimum training.
The law takes effect November 4th. First responders in Mobile County have the opportunity this morning to participate in training in how to deal with people with autism. The training is sponsored by the Autism Society of Alabama. The training begins at 9:30 at the West Mobile Regional Library. Another person in Mobile County tested positive for West Nile virus, bringing the number of confirmed cases in the county to 13 this year. The first confirmed case was in August. And two Pensacola police officers found out their meal was paid for by anonymous patrons. Happened this weekend at Siam Thai. The napkin note read in part, "Thank you for your service. May the Lord bless you and keep you safe." I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
His tropical weather forecasting game is strong.
Coming in directly, this produces a much larger storm surge.
So depend on staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for the latest tropical weather update on FM Talk 106.5.
President Trump is praising the deal keeping Canada in a reworked NAFTA agreement with the United States and Mexico. The deal signed off on last night with a midnight deadline fast approaching. Trump tweeting this morning, quote, "It will bring all three great nations closer together in competition with the rest of the world." Paula Newton reports American dairy farmers got what they wanted.
The Trump administration is saying that, look, we have been able to negotiate a much more level playing field when it comes to things like automobiles. And obviously, as Donald Trump has been saying in many rounds, in the last few weeks, they wanted access to that all-important Canadian dairy market.
The agreement keeps a NAFTA dispute resolution process that Canada wanted and the U.S. didn't. On Wall Street, the Dow is surging over 200 points in pre-market trading, investors happy about the trade deal. In Las Vegas, a flock of 58 doves will be released at daybreak as survivors, families of victims, and first responders remember the lives lost a year ago when a gunman opened fire at a concert. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your Money Now, brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. For the first time in more than 2 years, a full-blown comedy movie has made it to the top of the box office, Night School. The movie starring Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish took in $28 million in ticket sales. Not since The Boss topped the box office in April 2016 as a straight-on comedy ruled the box office. The animated movie Smallfoot came in second with $23 million. That's bad news for Warner Brothers since the movie cost about $80 million to make. Chinese internet giant Tencent Holdings announced its first restructuring in 6 years, including creating a new division to focus on business services such as cloud computing. Tencent has lagged behind rival Alibaba in cloud computing. Saudi Arabia has put on hold a $200 billion plan with SoftBank to build the world's biggest solar power generation project. Government officials say the kingdom is working up a broader, more practical strategy to boost renewable energy. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Renowned medical correspondent and endurance race champion, Bob Arnott, MD.
People ask me, how do you keep competing at the age of 70? Healthy living is important, but so is pain relief. If you have pain, you can't train. So I'm thrilled I discovered Salonpas Lidocaine Plus. This unique topical pain reliever contains two safe and effective anesthetics. Nothing has worked better for me.
Salonpas Lidocaine Plus, cream or roll-on. He sent me to...
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
You've been through a lot lately, an unforgiving economy that's impacted you both financially and emotionally. At UBS, we understand how you feel. UBS financial advisor Drew Wing can tap into the global resources of UBS and advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. And while Drew has a unique global perspective, he also has a local presence right here in Mobile. You can count on Drew to give you the face-to-face attention you deserve. Answer your questions, provide clear direction, and offer advice that's relevant and trustworthy. Global perspective, local presence, protection. Call UBS Financial Advisor Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. So call 251-510-0748 today. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 106.5. Do want to update this, Matt, from the text lines at a wreck happening at Knollwood and Gerby just now. So we'll get more with traffic coming up in just a second. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So it's the first day of October today, but it didn't exactly feel like a fall out there.
I only got to 91 yesterday, missed a record by just 2 degrees, and that record that we just missed was set way, way back in 2017, last year, and we're going to get close to that again today. Now, we're beginning the driest month of the year on the average, the month of October, and it looks like the pattern is shaping up very nicely, right on cue, and that we'll see a drying period setting up starting tomorrow and lasting through the rest of the week. But today, still some scattered thunderstorms around, especially this afternoon. We should see a high up around 90 degrees. Now, tonight, just some isolated evening thunderstorms are possible, low in the low 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny. Just a slight chance of a thunderstorm and a high around 90. And the rest of the week for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, mostly sunny each day with just isolated afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures anywhere from 88 to 91 degrees. So temperatures are going to be above normal through the week, but a decrease in the thunderstorm activity.
All right. So living up to the dry portion, but not exactly the cooler temps.
Now, that's right, because the normal high right now is 84. And so yesterday we were 7 degrees above normal for this time of the year. And we're going to stay above normal all the way through the weekend.
All right. It's also still hurricane season, even though October 1st, some people think, God, that's yesterday's news in September. But heck, we had a storm hit us in October last year. That's not an unusual thing.
Yeah, it's not over yet. We do have still a named storm, Leslie, out in the central Atlantic. It's been around for quite a while. It's actually moving west-southwest, but very slowly. But it's going to turn here the next couple of days and head to the north and then eventually the northeast. Could even become a minimal hurricane before finally ending up in the colder waters of the North Atlantic. Elsewhere, it's looking good. Outside a few scattered thunderstorms here and there and a tropical wave that is over the central Caribbean, but we don't expect anything from that.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, exclusively right here on FM Talk 106.5. 70 now. Let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Suds Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, great ride so far as traveling in from the Eastern Shore. They do have one accident in Fairhope at 98 Morphy Avenue to moving out of the roadway, but the Bayway and the Causeway running smooth downtown. George Wallace, Bankhead Tunnel, no delays yet. All the way through the city, Mobile Police Department are clear. No new wrecks in the roadways. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs. From small repairs to larger, more complex jobs, get a free quote by calling 776-1006 and see them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
I want to tell you a story about a man named Dave. You know, he worked real hard, and to his family, all he gave. Then one day, he was out shooting in the yard, and wouldn't you know it, up through the ground come a bubbling lard. Sewer line, that is. Stinky stuff, big trouble. Well, first thing you know, old Dave's in deep doo-doo. And the wife said, Dave, now what are you gonna do? Said, Mobile Bay Coins is a place you need to go. So they loaded up the truck and they headed down the road. Mobile Bay Coins, that is. Great deals on jewelry, rare coins, bullion. Well, now it's time to say goodbye to Dave and all his kin. Mobile Bay Coins gets him out of all the trouble that he's in. You're all invited back next week to Government Boulevard. Their super deals are sure to make you a superstar. Mobile Bay Coins. Shop a spell. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Much more than a coin store. 2204 Government Street on Facebook, online at mobilebaycoins.com, or call 251-725-1590.
Football.
in the South. Tailgate season at FM Talk 106.5's annual Ultimate Tailgate Showcase Extravaganza. A prize pack worthy of exceptional fans, including supersized Adirondack chairs from Old Time Feed on Greeno Road in Fairhope. A two-week four-seat cart rental and delivery from the Cart Doctor on Highway 90 West in Theodore. Team logo 14-karat gold pendants from Carrot Patch Jewelers in the Pine Brook Shopping Center on Airport Boulevard. A perfect tailgate selection from Fairhope Brewing Company. And a 55-inch Samsung QLED 4K TV. Plus a Samsung soundbar from Bailey's TV on Government Boulevard. Total value over $5,500. Register to win at any of our partner locations. A qualifier from each location is entered to win the grand prize. A 1-in-5 chance to win it all. Complete details on our Facebook and website, fmtalk1065.com. Tailgate in style with the Ultimate Tailgate Contest from FM Talk 106.5. Friday morning at 8, it's Football Friday with Bill Savage. Presented by Boyd's Royal Night, Government Boulevard in Mobile. Featuring $8 weekday lunch specials. All the football you can handle. Football Friday on FM Talk 106.5.
641 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. Remember online, fmtalk1065.com. So this heads up story here. This is from Fairhope, and a close call, they say, for a dog from WKRG.com. Close call for a dog in Baldwin County. According to a Facebook post by the Bay Animal Clinic on Friday, a dog was attacked by an alligator in the Fly Creek area and survived. Post says one of their clients said their dog Bonnie was attacked while swimming outside their home on Fly Creek Thursday afternoon. Quote here says she was bitten on the nose and again on her side and was actually taken under twice. Please know that these creatures are out there lurking. They're lurking. They can harm and even kill dogs in more than a blink of an eye. Particular alligator hangs around Fly Creek, but they're all up and down the shore, said the Post. Post warns people to be aware of their surroundings, especially while swimming. The alligator, they said in their post, was a picture of an alligator taken days before the attack may not necessarily be the gator responsible. So there you go. And they've got a picture of the dog in this post as well, recovering from its injuries. It's a thing, you know. You got deep water. You live along the Gulf Coast. You got alligators. Dangerous situation if you put a dog in there. I know that I remember thinking about that stretch. That's Fly Creek. Down at Bailey's Creek. There used to be one at Bailey's Creek when we were kids. And if you had to cross that, there probably people remember that. You had to run and jump and swim as fast as you can across there. It's like almost being in a Tarzan movie. 642 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with News 5 next.
Dalton Norwood with FM Talk 106.5. Sitting here with Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscaping. And Sid, you were just telling me about this really cool machine that you guys have now called a top dresser. What is a top dresser?
Well, Dalton, a top dresser is a machine that golf courses and sports turf professionals have been using for a long time. It's a fantastic machine that provides a fantastic service, and we've just been looking forever for one that we can use on residential lawns. What it essentially does is puts out a thin layer of sand and compost, or a combination of both, over the lawn, and it smooths out the lawn so it's not as bumpy. It mows well. It helps with compaction. It helps with drainage. It just helps in a number of ways. I'm real excited that we can provide this service now, and I think virtually every lawn in our area can benefit from it.
That's great. And if somebody would like to contact you and get in touch with you and have the crew come out and work on their yard a little bit, how can they do that?
Well, you can give us a call, 626-3309, or you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
That's Sid Sexton with Sexton Lawn and Landscaping.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A traffic alert for drivers in Midtown Mobile. A drainage project begins this morning on Florida Street from Dolphin to Old Shell Road. The initial phase will require Dolphin Street to be reduced to one lane each direction around Florida Street. A convicted killer from Wilmer is going to jail for the rest of his life. Matthew Moberg was sentenced to life without parole for killing a teenager. In May 2017, the body of 16-year-old Brian Jesse Parker was found in a wooded area off Highway 63 in Greene County, Mississippi. A week prior to the discovery, Moberg was seen with Parker inside a Dollar General store in Loosedale. A Fairhope man is charged with sexual assault of a child younger than 12. 37-year-old James McCluskey is currently being held in the Baldwin County Jail. We've reached out to the Fairhope Police Department and the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office. So far, we've received no details about the arrest. McCluskey is being held without bond. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Radio. It's nothing new.
It's been here all along, with free entertainment, news, sports, music, and information. It's not just part of life, it's part of who we are. You know which station is going to tell you the score of the game, which one's going to give you a laugh in the morning, which one is going to give you something to sing along with. You know where to turn when the weather gets rough. When something big happens, good or bad, you know where to go because radio has been here all along. Radio is part of your community, woven into the fabric of what makes home, home. And now, radio has evolved to move with you with the next radio app and your FM-enabled phone. Just plug in your headphones to start experiencing radio in a whole new way while using way less battery and data than streaming apps. Check out the live guide to see and interact with live radio stations. Easily find your favorites, like the one you're listening to right now. And as always, it's totally free. Download the Next Radio app today. Next Radio, live and local wherever you go.
All right, time for the FM Talk 106.5 Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's, corner of Old Shell and Florida Street, which, by the way, with the traffic work happening, or actually the road and drainage construction work going on there at Dolphin and Florida, if you have issues getting in on that side, just come in on the Old Shell side, and everything should be just fine. All right, time to take a look at the world of sports. We start off, of course, with the world of college football. Ohio State and Notre Dame emerged from Week 5 as two of college football's biggest winners. Buckeyes went on the road to come from behind twice against Penn State, 27-26. Fighting Irish had a convincing 38-17 victory over Stanford. And as such, those two are also big winners in the latest AP Top 25. We'll get to this. Ohio State jumped Clemson to claim the number 3 spot behind Alabama and Georgia. Buckeyes also have one first-place vote. Notre Dame, meanwhile, has bumped Oklahoma to sit just outside the top 5. Like in the coaches' poll, West Virginia makes a top 10 appearance while Penn State falls just outside the top 10. Another big riser is Kentucky. I love this story. Up 4 spots to number 13 after handling South Carolina 24-10. The team with the biggest drop is Stanford, which falls 7 spots to number 14. 5 new teams, Colorado, Florida, North Carolina State, VTech, and Oklahoma State appear and or reappear in the top 25. Here's the rest of the poll in its entirety. We'll go to number 11 here, Penn State. Number 12, UCF. Number 13, there you go, Kentucky. Number 14, Stanford. Number 15, Michigan. Number 16, Wisconsin. Number 17, Miami. Number 18, Oregon. Number 19, Texas. Number 20, the Spartans of Michigan State. Number 21, Colorado. Number 22, Florida. Number 23, NC State. Number 24, VTech. And number 25, Oklahoma State. And Alabama, by the way, receiving 58 of the first place votes in the lineup for the weekend, the AP poll. Ohio State getting one and Clemson getting one, but Alabama with 58. Which, by the way, Alabama, were we playing? Was it third string or fourth string players over the weekend? Wow. At least the Alabama team shouldn't be hurt going into play here in October, that's for sure. All right, and in the world of golf, Europe wins back the Ryder Cup to extend the U.S.'s road losing streak. Payback belongs to Europe, and so does the Ryder Cup. 2 years after the Americans thought they had their Ryder Cup problems figured out, Europe reminded us yesterday why it practically has owned the shiny gold trophy for the past quarter century. Open champion Francesco Molinari was just as good on his own as he was with Tommy Fleetwood. The best year of the Italian's golfing life got even better at Le Golf National when he became the first European and only the second player since the current format began in 1979 to win all 5 of his matches. Be right, all 5. Last one set off a wild champagne-soaked celebration. Europe had already assured itself a win, 14.5 points it needed, because it was guaranteed halves in 2 matches. Molinari made it official. He was 2 up and safely on the green at the par-3 16th green when Phil Mickelson hit into the water, removed his cap, and conceded the match. And in the world of baseball, get ready. It is October, and it's playoff time. Major League Baseball with a pair of tiebreaker games today, launching the month-long chase to the World Series. Brewers going to be at the Cubs after the 2-tied for the NL Central title, and the Rockies will travel to the Dodgers to decide the NL West Championship. Win or lose, all 4 teams play on, either as division champs or NL wildcard teams. Yesterday started tense, with 4 teams tied entering the day, but it was smooth sailing for all of them. Milwaukee blitzed Detroit 11-0. Cubs beat the Cardinals 10-5. Colorado destroyed Washington 12-0. And the Dodgers trounced the Giants 15-0. The other four divisions were wrapped up long before yesterday's final day of the regular season, with Red Sox in the East, Indians in the Central, Astros in the West claiming AL division titles, and the Braves winning the NL East. Title-winning Red Sox, Indians, Astros, and Braves will advance to postseason, along with Brewers, Cubs, Rockies, and Dodgers, plus Yankees and Athletics, the two American League wildcard teams. Wildcard games on Tuesday, that'd be tomorrow, losers of the Brewers, Cubs, and the Rockies-Dodgers games, and on Wednesday, Athletics at the Yankees, will narrow the field to 8 teams, 4 in each league, as the chase begins in earnest for the World Series crown. The best of 7 NL Division Series will open on Thursday with pairings to be determined. AL Division Series will begin the next day with Yankees Athletics winner at the Red Sox and the Indians and Astros meeting in Houston. The League Championship Series opens October 12th in the NL and NL on October 13th in the for the American League. Then it's on to the World Series, and that starts October 23rd. And that's sports right here on FM Talk 106.5, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's, with the soon-to-be-famous Bush Burger on display for you for lunch or dinner today. Go check them out. And there's that construction issue going on there at Dolphin and Florida, so just come in on the old chill side.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. I've got an accident out Airport in Yester Oaks Drive. Also another one in Knollwood and Gerby. Both of those going to be with injuries and still in the middle of the roadway, so be careful. Also, you see down to one lane in each direction until the end of the month. They've got a drainage project going on at Florida Street between Old Shell and Imogene. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, offering you the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less with no cost, two-year, 25,000-mile maintenance. See them at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered thunderstorms with temperatures around 90 degrees. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with just isolated thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Where can you find the tools you need to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you succeed and save money. Do-it-yourselfers and professionals know where to go. Locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Tailgating season is here, and Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
This is an Alabama legacy moment.
Singer Percy Sledge was one of the most identifiable voices in the genre of country soul, which emerged from Muscle Shoals in the mid-1960s. In 1966, Sledge recorded his most iconic song, When a Man Loves a Woman. The song topped Billboard's top 100 for 16 weeks. Percy Sledge's career spanned 5 decades. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2005.
Sponsored by the Alabama Bicentennial Commission, the ABA, and this station.
Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form. Present a valid Social Security number and will be issued an IRS Form 1099. $29 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 1065 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 1065 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile.
It's 6:55, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Speaking of contest rules, contest on now, the Ultimate Tailgate Prize Giveaway. We're back doing it again like we do each fall. Over $6,000 worth of prizes in the grand prize and your chance to win at many locations. Here's how it works. So the Ultimate Prize Tailgate Prize Giveaway going on. We have our participating sponsors like the Cart Doctor, Old Time Feed, Bailey's TV, Fairhope Brewing, and the Carrot Patch. All of them have boxes in their stores. You'll see logoed up with their logo, our logo. Once per day, you can drop your name in each individual box. So you could go by all the participating sponsors each day and drop your name in once per day. We'll do that drawing later on this fall, November 15th. The grand prize will be awarded over $6,000 worth of prizes. It's the FM Talk 106.5 Ultimate Tailgate Prize Giveaway. Details on our website and our Facebook page, other social media platforms as well. Go check it out there and make sure you're getting your name in today. All right, 6:55, FM Talk 106.5. Pretty interesting. This is good that the state of Alabama's first fully online probate court searchable system is right here in Mobile County. According to our news partners at WKRG, said Mobile County Probate Court becomes the first in the state to offer all of its records online. Officials at Probate Court will hold a news conference today to show off the new options. Probate Court Judge Don Davis says this is something he's dreamed about since 2001. Today, on the first day of the fiscal year, becomes a reality. The news conference is at 8 this morning, if you would have worked that into your schedule. By the way, there are 7 million records that will be accessible via the new system. According to a news release, this includes judicial filings, land records, and archived cases. Then I saw this. Woman in St. Louis has sued her son's high school soccer team. For what? Because he didn't make varsity. Woman in St. Louis filed a federal lawsuit because her son didn't make the varsity team. By the way, the names are all being withheld, according to the story out of Fox 2 in St. Louis. At his high school, the JV team is all freshmen and sophomores. He played JV soccer for his first 2 years. But when he didn't make the varsity team this year, he wasn't allowed back on JV because it's just for the younger students. His mom thinks it's unfair, so she is suing the school for age discrimination. She's also suing for sex discrimination because the girls' JV soccer team doesn't have the same freshmen and sophomores only policy. A judge heard arguments on the lawsuit last week, and the varsity coach explained why the kid didn't make the team. He wasn't good enough. By the way, a judge is going to decide on this case today. If he rules in the family's favor, the kid will be allowed to play on JV, even though he's older than the age. Doesn't make the team, mama goes suing, huh? How about that? 6:57, FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with News 5 next.